TJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. There is still a month and a half to go in 2024, and crashes on New Jersey's roadways have already claimed more than 580 lives. The state is actually on pace to easily surpass last year's roadway fatality count of 606.
Sometimes outside factors can come into play, like the weather. But Tracy Noble with AAA Mid-Atlantic says a majority of New Jersey's fatal crashes are the result of driver behavior.
Whether the driver is impaired behind the wheel, they are driving at excessive speed, they are driving aggressively, or they are distracted.
Compared to the same time last year, the fatal crash count on New Jersey's roads is up 14%. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A horrible crash claims the life of a 19-year-old woman from New Jersey. Police, following the ping of Sierra Sanchez's cell phone, tracking it to an area off Route 78 in Pennsylvania. Her car was found about 100 feet off the highway. It appears she had crashed into a concrete overpass. The vehicle demolished. Sanchez found dead inside. Police have not said how the accident happened. If you are a commuter heading into New York City, you may be impacted by an Amtrak rail project, so expect delays.
Amtrak starting an East River Tunnel rehab project following Superstorm Sandy-related damage. Amtrak closing one of four tubes in Penn Station. That'll impact New Jersey transit riders who use the Morrison-Essex lines and Northeast Corridor. LIRR commuters using the Port Jefferson, Ronkonkoma, and Long Beach lines also expected to see some schedule changes. Jennifer Polsoni.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Today turns cooler. Temperatures this morning are hovering around 50 degrees across New Jersey. We're feeling that wind already, and it's going to stay blustery and gusty throughout today. Afternoon temperatures only lower 50s. It's going to be completely dry, and skies will be mostly sunny. Tonight, the wind dies down. It'll be clear and cold. A freeze is likely for most of the state, with lows around 30, and tomorrow's highs only around 50. An early December-ish chill in the air with more sunshine overhead. New Jersey weather made possible by Gutter Helmet. Cooler weather and falling leaves means it's time to get your gutters winter ready. Call Gutter Helmet this month to save up to 35% with no money down, no interest, and no payments for a full year. Call 888-5-HELMET or visit gutterhelmet.com.
Flemington 48, Freehold 51, Pennsville is 50. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.